So, I am finally gonna give you guys a little update on what's been going on. Because I've been missing for like a hot minute. And the last things I posted were like, oh my god, wow, real life sex things. So, yeah. I met a guy. And, I don't know, it's like weird, like, now that some things have happened, it's like weird to talk about them. I don't know, like, I kind of get why, like, I would ask my friends questions about stuff and they just kind of like look at me and like not really have like words for it. I kind of get it now. So, okay, I'll try to go into as much detail as I can. So, we've been hanging out, like, I want to say at least once every other day, and we did that for about a month, and yeah, he's definitely really horny dude. One might even say he's a little bit of a fuckboy, but I think in this case it's actually helpful because I'm so shy and scared and everything that I'm never gonna initiate anything, or I think I might, but you know, it would take a long time. And so the fact that he's constantly, you know, trying to do new things with me and pushing the envelope is actually really, really helpful. But yeah, so I went over to his apartment one night, and he had kissed me the night before, but just like a really short kiss, and we had been like flirting up a fucking storm, like texting, like really just super sexual stuff. And but I did say like, hey, you know, like I talk like this, I talk a big game, but like I don't, like I'm really shy and scared and probably not gonna do anything. And he was like, okay, it's fine. But so I went to his apartment with the expectation that something was gonna happen. I didn't know whether it was just gonna be like making out or if something else was gonna happen. I didn't know. And it was just crazy. Like, it, that night wasn't great. It was too overwhelming for me to go straight from, like, I've never even kissed a guy without wanting to vomit to, like, lots of being touched everywhere and, like, grinding and lots of kissing and saliva and stuff. It was just too much. And he was really nice. Like, he would like ask me like every like 5 minutes, like, are you okay and stuff like that. And he was really nice. He was patient-ish. But yeah, so it was good. It's not like anything like weird happened. I just, the next morning, like in the moment, it was 40% fun, 60%. I was just kind of like sensory overload. And then the next morning I felt sick and just like miserable kind of. And I talked to my therapist about it. She was like, well, that's normal, you know, cause you went from nothing to a lot of stuff in one night. And so it's okay for you to feel a little overwhelmed. And so I told him that, like, how I felt. And so like we dialed it back a little bit or a lot of it. And I went and hung out with him a couple more times. And because of like what I told him, he like mostly stayed off me and respected that boundary. And he said something like along the lines of, you know, if you never try it and push yourself, you're not gonna ever get anywhere. And I thought that was a really good point. And so like before I left, one of the nights, like, I kissed him before I left, and yeah, it was good. So anyway, so then I don't even remember. It's just really funny. Just like things just happened. Like I just went over to hang out with him like usual. But that night it was like more touching, and like he was like, you know, like sucking on my tits and like fondling my ass and like rubbing his cock like on me. And I was like really turned on. And it was like this battle inside my mind, because like I was so turned on and like losing my fucking shit. Like I was like, oh my god, like a part of me wanted to just be like, okay, fuck me now. Like, I was like, and like, so he would be like touching me, and like, he was getting me really flustered, and it felt like really fucking good. And I'm like literally losing track of what I'm like, where I'm getting at, because I'm thinking about it. And so, yeah, so he would be touching me a lot and like get down to my pussy, and I'm, of course, I'm wearing like tights basically and underwear, and so he would like go over them just for like a brief second, you know, just like yeah. So it was like making me insane, and like I kept like pushing his hand away and like, you know, like, I don't know, looking down, blushing, being like, stop, or whatever. But, like, in my heart, I was like, yep, keep going. So, yeah. So, eventually, his hands were in my tights. Like, he was touching my pussy with his hands. And it was exactly how I thought it would feel, which it was funny because I expected that what I expected would not be correct, but it was exactly correct. It's exactly how I thought it would feel. And it was nice. He kind of had like some talons a little bit with his nails, and also it was just a lot, and so I was like, don't like finger me, like don't go inside, you know, just stay outside of it. And he was like, okay. And yeah, so that was like, I don't know why I'm like literally like blushing about it and like getting like giggly, because like it's ridiculous. Like, I literally make porn for you guys, but for some reason talking about this real life experience I have is making me like feel super shy. Anyway, okay, so then he like pulls like my tights like and underwear like all the way down and like off me, and I'm like, okay, but like he stays down there and starts like kissing down my stomach, and I'm like, hold on, because like I've always been like really nervous to get eaten out, like it's been like a big fear of mine. I don't know why, like all sex acts I'm like, yeah, sure, like whatever, like sucking a dick, yeah, sure, anal, sure, getting eaten out, no, that sounds terrifying. So like he was like, you know, getting there, and I was thinking, oh fuck, like do I smell bad, do I taste bad, am I gonna do something dumb, but you know, like I don't know, like, I was really kind of nervous. But then like he was already there. He already was like right next to it, and so I thought, okay, well I'll just experience it for like a split second, like I'll just let him like lick it for just like a second, and if it's like weird and I can't like get with it, then I'll just like have him stop, like. And I didn't. he ate me out, and ooh, it felt really good. Of course, I didn't come, and he still hasn't made me come yet, because I think it's just a mental block. I'm too nervous, you know, if we keep doing this, it'll definitely happen, but I'm just too nervous. So yeah, he ate me out, and it felt incredible, and, yeah, that was fun. And then, like, the next time we hung out, I looked at his fingers because I wanted to see if he had trimmed his nails or not, and he hadn't, and I was like, he like made a move on me, and I said something along the lines of like, not with those talons, and he like got up and like trimmed his nails. And then yeah, he fingered me, and oh my god. Like, can we just talk about that for a minute? Like, holy shit. That's some good shit. That is fucking good. Good ass shit. Huh. Yeah, so I am a fan of that big time and just fucking hell. I haven't sucked a stick. I touched it a little bit, like a little bit. I don't know. It's like this weird thing because, like, I really, really want to. I do. I really want to suck his dick and stroke his dick and fuck him. I do. I really do. But then there's, like, ironically, the hang up for me is, like, I'm worried I'm gonna be weird or, like, I'm gonna be awkward. And so, like, he'll put, like, his hand on my hand and put it on his cock. And then I just, like, instantly, like, freeze up because I've never touched a cock before. And I'm just like, oh my god, like, holy shit, I don't know what to do. And, like, it's just, like, awkward. And I just feel, like, silly. I feel ridiculous and I'm embarrassed. And then I feel like I'm making it worse. And so it's just, like, really bad. Like, yeah, so, but I've made up my mind, and then also, just, like, I'm not gonna get into it, but he might not even, literally might not even be coming back next semester, but that's a completely different story. If he comes back next semester, which, for the love of God, please, please come back, I'm fully intending on sucking his dick and fucking him, or him fucking me, I don't know, like, I want it really, really, really fucking bad. So, yeah. Yeah, that is my update. Being close to him is great, like, it's really, really great. Like, I love, like, being turned on, and when he's, like, touching me and kissing my neck and, like, licking my nipples, like, I obviously love all of that and think about that quite a bit. And I haven't seen him in, like, a week or, like, 10, 13 days, something like that. Almost 2 weeks. And, like, yeah, it's, I feel like I'm losing my fucking mind because, like, I got a little bit of a taste of, like, something that I've been craving for, like, a long time. And now it's been taken away from me, and it might literally not come back to me, and so I'm, like, losing my fucking shit. But, like, just, like, being close to him and, like, holding his hand and, like, getting spooned and spooning him, just, like, oh my god, it's like crack cocaine. Oh, so anyway, that's my life. I am officially sexually active now, and that's really exciting. Yeah, but I want to feel his cock inside of me, and I want to make him come, and I want to just, like, yeah, I just really want to make him feel good and come, and yeah, so, oh, pray for me. That's my life. All right, that's been your update. I'll tune in probably in about 5 days when he tells me he's decided he's not coming back to school, and I cry to you guys about it, and you guys comfort me.